Viter in Shasperim of a comment of Sadi Bey is picking up by the top of the page by the Mishnah. Even if someone interests someone, they're going, they pay him up for it. It's not mochel until he goes to ask forgiveness. This is talking about Avimelech and Avimelech. And as Sam says, when you took Sarah, you better go ahead and you better ask for forgiveness over here. So if you don't ask, you ain't going to be forgiven, even though you give it back. As it says, return it, and he's going to daven for you. How do you know if the person is asked forgiveness and he doesn't do it, that he's called... In Achzar, it's called cruel. Shenemar v'yispal Avram al el ha'lukim v'yirpa ha'lukim es avi melech. And Avram davened to Hashem, and he healed, and Hashem healed him. He did it immediately, he didn't wait. Homer Sameh is saying, he's someone who says that, to his friend, blind my eye, ketas, cut off my hand, shavor, so I could break my leg, chayev. The person is going to be chayev, even though the guy told him to do it. And not sliftor, even if he says, oh, don't worry, you'll be putter if you do it, it's okay. Even so, the person is going to be chayev. Kara asks, Susi, if someone says, you know what, tear my garment, my clothing. Shavas Kadi, break my jug. Chayev is going to be chayev. I'm an ass lifter, but if he says in condition, you're going to be potter if you do it, then potter, he's off the hook. I say Cain, leash plony, I'm an ass lifter. Do this to someone else and you'll be potter. Chayev, bay meguf, bay mamon, he's going to be chayev, whether it's guf or it's mamon. Can't do it to somebody else, even if it's just mamon. Tanar banan, kol in shaman deme boshto. Anytime, whenever they say like what the amount of money you have to pay for boshes, but in reference to tsar, I mean the pain that you cause this person, the mental anguish that he goes through, Asher shedoeg al boshto, eno nimchalo, that you're not going to be mochel, even if you bring him all the rams that are found in this place, which are really nice, delicious stuff. He's not going to be mochel until he goes to ask forgiveness. Shenemar, hashiv ishes ish ki navi hu v'yispalu ba'adcha. Go ahead, return this woman because she's the husband of a prophet. He's going to daven for you. In fact, the Gemara, the ishes navi boy adure, only because of the fact that it's he's a navi. Ishes achelo boy adure. But if it's ishes someone else, you don't have to. What are you talking about? Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elchimini. Amar Rabbi Yochanan hashavis ishes. Let's just straight up return this married woman. And to your statement that you said, oh, come on, you're going to go and you're gonna give the smackdown to, tzaddik. He said he's my sister. She's my sister. And then she said, he's my brother. So what's going on? No, Navihu. This is Avram Avinu. He is a Navi. A Navi is someone who teaches the word of the Lord, and Ukvar Limit, he's already taught that Achsanya Shabbat Ir. If you have a visitor who comes to the city, Al Iske Achilu Shtia Sholom Oso, but you ask him, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Al Iske Ishta Sholom Oso, or do you ask him, who's that woman over there? Ishtachahi Achoschei, is she your wife? Or is she your sister? Obviously, you don't ask such questions over there. What you ask is, are you hungry or are you thirsty? But you decided to go ahead and ask this weird question. So what are you doing asking such questions over here? So that's why you have to go and lie to you. Mikan leben Noach shenerag shayelo lomod velo lamad. We hear from here that a ben Noach is going to be killed for behaving in such a way, even though he thought maybe it was something which is mutter, because he should have learned that he didn't learn from this. Says Rashi, Shayelo lilmo derech eretz v'lo lamad mitukamer le'rachmana navihu damashma ein mamish bidvarecha v'royat aleirag. Really, you should be killed for their behavior. Ki yotzer etz Hashem. So what happened was that the pasuk says that Avram Avinu davened for Hashem to Hashem. Hashem healed Avimelech and his wife and everybody in his house because they were relieved. For Hashem completely restrained. Ki yotzer etzar, double lashon over there. Rabbi Lazar, shtei tzirus halal lama. Why does he use the lashon etzar etzar? What happened? Achas beish one segment for a man. He held up a man. That's over to Shivcha Zera, wasn't able to get rid of his Zera. Shtayim, Isha, and two happened to a woman. Shivcha Zera Veleda. She was not able to get rid of the Zera that was inside of her, and she wasn't able to give birth if she was pregnant. Rashi says, Shivcha Zera Shivme Isha, Lo Yichol Liflot, wasn't able to get out. Bemasni Satan, Shtayim, Isha, there were two in the man, Shivcha Zera Uketanim, wasn't able to machapish. Shosha Isha, Shivcha Zera Uketanim Veleda. Next, Ravino Omer. Shalosh beish, there were actually three when it came to a man, Shivcha Zera, Uketanim, Upiyatabas, and Gedolim Aso. Arba Baisha, and there were four when it came to a woman, Shivcha Zera, Valeda, Uketanim, Upiyatabas, right? So they also had the added difficulty over there of getting rid of the baby. Rashi says, Nakav Gedolim, Lepanos, they were never to use the bathroom on either side. Ba'ad Kol Rechem, and it says that every Rechem What does that mean? Amri Devei Rabbi Yannai, Afil Tanagol Shal Beis Avimelech Olhitil Beis Asa. Even there was a hen in the house of Avimelech, wasn't able to go ahead and lay an egg, was able to get rid of. Amar Le Rav Le Rav Bar Marim Minoham Ilsa Damar Rabbanu. Where did we learn this idea that the Rabbanu say Kol Mavakish Rachma Chaveru? Anyone asks for mercy for his friend, Vutzar Chlosa Davar, and you need the same thing. Hunen Etchila. Two people need something. I need something. You need something. I dam for you the thing that you need. I need it also. I get answered first. Amar Le. So he said to him, Tchsev Hashem Shavas Shvus Iyov Bispalu Ba'adre Eyu. Then when Iyov davened for his friend, Hashem gave to him that which was taken from him. Next, the rabbi says, Amar Le. So rabbi says back to him that at Amar to Mehasim, you see it from there. But I mean, Mehach, I see it from here. Vayispa Alel, Avram Elokim, Vayirpa Elokim, it's Avimelech, Vesishto, Vamosav. Avram davened to Hashem, and Hashem healed Avimelech, his wife, and his maidservant, Suksiv, Hashem Pakarta Sarah, Kasharamar. And it says, the next passage, Kasharamar remembered Sarah like he had spoken, and she gave birth to a child. Kasharamar Avram Elavimelech. What does that mean? That Sarah was already in a state of being remembered when Avram had spoken in reference to Avimelech. It already had happened. Okay. Until the end of the daf, this amud and the next amud, we're going to now see conversations that go on between Rava and Rabba Bar Mari. Amr le Rava the Rabba Bar Mari. Minah Hamil said the Amri Inishi. How do you know what it says? Bahadi Hutsa Lucky Karava. Along with thorns, the cabbage gets the smackdown. Rashi says that if you have a kotz etzel hakruv, you have a thorn that's next to a kruv, next to a cabbage. Kishabal akol. You want to go ahead and you want to uproot it. Pa'amim shenekar kruv imo v'nim saloka b'shvilo. Sometimes the kruv gets re uprooted with it and it gets loka with it. And Rashi explains, klomer shcheni rasha lokenimo. The neighbors of the rasha get punished along with them. Sounds like an oil rasha the shcheni. Be careful with your neighbors over there. Amalei says, "Amdechsev lamas arivo elai kulchem pshatem kinuom Hashem." This is in Yirmiyahu. It says that, why should you fight with me? You have all rebelled against me, the word of Hashem. What does that mean that you've all come against me? Kul chem pashatem. Rashi says, Afa Navi b'mashva. Even the Navi, because he's hanging out with them. Amalei said to him, Atam and Rehasam, that's where you're learning from. Vano aminu hacha, I learned from here. Ad onem me'atam lishma mitzvah sarvasai. Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, how long are you, and over there, ad onem me'antam in the plural, refuse to follow my mitzvahs and my Torah? And that's Rashi says, Moshe v'ar mechal, they're included in this as well. Next, I'm going to Ksiv umikse echad lakach hamisha nashim. It says that Yosef and his father and his brothers, they came to Mitzrayim, and from his brothers he took five men and brought them to Paro. Man ninu chamisha. Who were the five that he brought? He had a bunch of brothers. Why did he bring only five? Amar Lehi says, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osen shehukbulu b'shemos. He took the ones that were the weakest, the ones whose names were repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu to the Yidden just before Moshe Rabbeinu died. Yosef was worried that a Paro thought his brothers were strong, and he would make them go send them to the army. And these ones were weak. Yosef didn't have to worry that that's going to go and happen. It says Rashi, Brichas Moshe, Don Zavul and God, Hashem of Tali. They were the weakest of them all. Tzuchim Chizik. Lefikich, therefore, Kafal Ishmam. That's what they needed strength. Therefore, he doubled up their names. Lechaskam, given the strength. Osen, Hevi Yosef. Lefnepar, Kadishalo Yivur, Osam, the Yosef, Roshe, Gaiosos, Lachicham. Shouldn't burden them. That's what we saw. Now, so Rava says, Yehuda Nami Yechbulim Bechal. But the name Yehuda is also doubled up. And we understand by Yehuda that he was strong like a bull. Amalei lamil sehu deichbil. His name was repeated for its own shtickle. It has its own reason. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My dechsev was when it says the pasuk Yichi Ruvain vayomos vehim misav mispar vizos Yehuda. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk? May Ruvain live and not die. May his men be in the count. And this is Yehuda. Why is it Moshe puts the bracha of Yehuda right after Reuven? And why does it start and this to Yehuda? What's going on over here? Kolos and Arabim Shana, Shahu Yisrael b'Midbar. All 40 years they were in the Midbar. Hayu Atzmos and Shahu Megulgalim be'Aron. His bones were rolling around in his coffin. Says Rashi that Kol Shvatim Yotzar Atzmosayim in Mitzrayim. All the Shvatim, their bones are taken out of Mitzrayim. V'nik Beretz Yisrael, they're buried in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer, v'halisem es atzmosayim izeh eschem, and bring up my bones with you Skeleton system wasn't kayam, wasn't together. Mechubaras, because he was a nidoy. The Kamar Le Yaakov, he promised that he's going to go get Binyamin and take him back. And what happened? He said, Rashi continues and tells us that im lo avienu elecha v'chatasi l'cha kol yom, I'll be punished. I'll be sinning against you all the days. Even though he did what he said he's going to do, nafkalon b'maseches Makos, we learn in Maseches Makos Yod Aleph Beis that kila laschacham afilo al tanai hiba. The curse of a chacham, even if it's, Rashi says, have you nidoy al tanai tzarech hafara? It's kan tzarech lama. That's what it should say over here. In any event, yeah, he gets what's coming to him, even though he did what he said he was going to do. So his bones were rolling around. The ad sheba Moshe b'kishrakim to Moshe b'nei kibalong, and he davened for him that he should get out of this whole crazy matzav over here. Amar lefanav, he says, Rabbona shalola, mi garam leRuven sheyoda? Who caused Reuven to confess from that which he did? Rashi says, Midrash Hakadah hu b'tanchuma, b'kivin shahoda Yehuda v'amar tzadkim imene with Yehuda and Tamar, and he said, she's greater than I. Amar Reuven v'amar, ani bilbalti yitzui avi, I messed around with my father's bed, I moved it. Who caused Reuven to admit? Yehuda. It was Yehuda who caused him to go ahead and admit with this whole thing of moving his father's bed. So what's going on here? Reuven, he's totally fine, but Yehuda not, he's floating around. Zosli Yehuda? Well, is this what's happened to Yehuda? Rashi says, and the Gemara goes, Miyad Shema Hashem called Yehuda. Immediately it says that Moshe davened right away, and he said, listen Hashem to the voice of Yehuda, and allow him to, you know, be in a state of peace. Al Evarei L'Shafa, all of Rei L'Shafa. So what happened was, is the bones came back to place. Rashi says, Nichnas Kol Esam, and it's Chaber L'Mkor, everything went back. Sheshaf Misham. Okay. Lo Havu Kamaski L'Mesifta D'Rikia, but he wasn't allowed into the Mesifta D'Rikia, the heavenly Mesifta. You know, you try to get into, you know, different yeshivas. Imagine trying to get into the yeshiva upstairs over there. He wanted to Shtaigo, the other Chachamim. So Ve'elamo Tiviyenu, he said, bring him up to his people. Allow him to go and to come up and to be able to Shtaig in the yeshiva Shamayla. So he got up there, but he didn't know what they were talking about. He didn't understand what was happening. And he didn't know how to go ahead and go back and forth and to debate the ideas. So he davened Yadav Ravlo. May his hands be able to fight for him. In other words, maybe able to go to battle in Toyucha. He wasn't able to come to a halacha lemaisa, meaning they weren't accepting what he was saying. Rashi says, Lo havim estaye milsa lemimar milsa detavi hilchasa kavasei. Wasn't able to get the halachas. And David says, and may you be a help against his enemies, meaning the ones that are fighting against him, to help you to be able to get to this. And that was also good to go. Next, what do we know this idea that the people say, Basar Anya Azlan Yusa? Poverty, when you're poor, follows the poor people. The poor get poorer and the rich get richer. Amar Lei says at the time, we learned in a Mishnah Bikurim, Ashira Mevian Bikurim Beklosos Shel Zav Shel Kesef. The rich people, they would bring their stuff, their Bikurim, in baskets. They brought of gold and things made out of silver. And the poor people, Basali Netzarim Shel Rav Klufa, they were going to bring it in willow, things peeled willow. She says, Netzarim Shvatim, which are sticks of willow. Salam and Bikurim, no Salakwanim, and they would give the baskets and the Bikurim to them. But the rich people, they would hold on to it. Rashi says, Rashirim, Loyu, no Sinklo, Kilsosayan, Lakwan, they wouldn't give up their baskets. Amalei says, Atam, Rehassan, that's your learning from, I know, I mean, Ahacha. You learn from there, but I learn it from here. Beep, turn the page. Sadibes, Amabes. Vitame, Tame, Yikra. The Pasuk says, and he shall call it his time. This is talking about the Mitzora to make sure other people are going to come and get close to him. So what we see, not only does the Mitzora have to suffer having tzaras, but it also says you got to go and let everyone know about it. You go ahead and yell it out. Everybody, Rashi says, lo di lo nigo, elo shemabayis is atzma al karcho, hito lovakos of chova. The poor get poorer. They have to go ahead and have to even make themselves call out even more. Next, some of the Rabbi Amari. You know how Milsa Dami Rabbanan, whatever this idea, they say, Hashkim Echol, get up early and eat. get up early. It makes you eat. B'kai hashkei mecho. B'kai tzv'nei chama. In the summertime because of the heat. B'chor b'nei tzina. In the wintertime because of the cold. You want to be able to strengthen yourself to be able to deal with it. V'amenshi. And people say, shitin roti rot. 60 runners ran. That says, shishim ish ratzu. V'lo yil ochel shachris. Back to the Gemara, wrote, V'lomot l'gavra de mitzafra krach. But they didn't catch the person who had bread in the morning. The chsev, as the pasuk says, lo yir ovu v'lo yitzmo v'lo yakim sharav v'shamish. They shall not hunger nor thirst, and the heat and the sun shall not strike them. Meaning, if you eat well and you drink well, then you're going to be able to deal with the elements. Amar lei, says the Matam and Rasim, we learn from there, v'anu mihalcha elinu from here, v'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem, you shall serve Hashem your God. Zo kriya shema v'tfilas, talking about shema, and davening, u'berich eslach v'chav es v'mecha. And then he will bless your bread and your water. Zupas b'melech v'kitzun shamayim. This is talking about breakfast, when a person has bread with salt and a little water. Mikan ve'elech, from there on, v'arisi. Rosi machla mikirbecha, I'm going to remove sickness from your midst. V'tanya v'lutena b'ayis, a machala. The Torah says that he's going to get rid of machala, sickness, zo mara. This is talking about mara, the stuff that's found in the, known as the gallbladder. And they have this sickness that goes on to protect anything against the excess stuff that comes from the gallbladder. There are 83 sicknesses that are connected to it. And it says the Gemara, machla b'gematria achyavu. And the gematria of machla is 83. Vikulan, and all of them, pasam melech shachris, for all of the sicknesses, have bread and salt in the morning, v'kitin shomayim, and have some pitcher of water, v'vatlin, they're going to go ahead, they're going to v'vatl this sickness. Next, Amalei Rav of the Rav of Amari. We know I'm also dumb about this idea. Chavruch karya chamra, if your friend calls you a donkey, you get called a donkey. Ukafa legabach mush. Take a saddle, an ukaf of a donkey, and put it on your back. What's the best way to win an argument? Just agree. Rashi says, Klomer, tol ukaf shel chamor v'asirei lecha v'simoso agabecha. Klomer, hodu l'dvar v'al ta'aneu. Just accept it and don't respond to it. Amar lei dichsev pasuk says vayomer Hagar shivcha sari ezom ein mizeh bas va'anes elechi. This is talking about the Malach comes to Hagar, who was the maidservant of Sarah, or Sarai at the time, and says, "From where have you come and where are you going?" I'm running away from Sarai, my master. You see over here, when she ran away, she wasn't working for her anymore. So he still called her a shivcha and she didn't respond. The next, I'm the Rav of the Rabbi of Amari. Minaha milsa dami enshi. From what do we know? The thing that people are saying, milsa gina'a de isbich kadim amra. If you have a gina'i type of thing, bring it up before someone else can. There's something bad about you? Mention it before they go ahead and they mention it first. Amar lei, duchsev, vayomer evan avram anochi. He started by saying, Eliezer says, when he goes to meet this family of guys, he says, I'm Eved Avraham. He calls himself an Eved right away. Next, Amar the Rabbi, the Rabbi Rechana, Abba the Rabbi Bar Mari. By now, I should have gotten it. We know how Milsa Dami and Shifunim. We notice that thing people say, Shafil Va'azil Bar Avza Ve'ene Mitaife. A duck bends when it goes, but its eyes see from far. Meaning, it's always looking for something. Rashi says, Ein of Mitzapas Lamaila, the Melchik Lamozono Sav, Chaveru B'Ksuvas, not to Fenecha. And it's always looking for some type of food. Because the pasuk says, "V'hitiv Hashem l'Adoni v'zecharti es hamasecha v'zecharti es hamasecha." It says this is talking about Avigail after she fixed up a whole balagan with David HaMelech and her husband Naval. It says, "And God shall deal well with my master, and you shall remember your handmaid." She knew that what's going to happen, her husband, who was not behaving properly at the time, was going to die. And therefore, she was looking out to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to be in the market soon, so maybe you want to marry me. Wow, so always be on the lookout. I'm the Rav, the Rabbi Bar Mari. Shitin tichle matya lechacha. 60 pains afflict the tooth of a person. It says, Rashi tichle's avelus machavav shitin lav mikro nafka. Elamilsa ba'alma, it's not the pasuk, but people just say it. The Garmanchi love dafka. It's not a dafka situation that's being said over here. But okay, where do we know that this idea, 60 pains come to the tooth of a person hears a sound of his friend eating, but he himself is not able to go and eat. Amalei says, "D'chsev v'li ani avdecha ulitzadok hakoyin ulbinyo ben yoyada l'shloma avdecha lo kara." This is Nasan HaNavi saying to David HaMelech. The pasuk literally says, "But me, I'm your servant, Tzadok the Kohen ben Yoyada, son of ben Yoyada, your servant Shlomo, he did not invite." So Nasan HaNavi was speaking to David HaMelech that he was invited to this very big party over here. Everybody's eating and drinking, having a good time. He's not getting anything. Rashi says, "Alma kovel haya love shalo zimna l'imshta." It was a painful experience. He wasn't invited to the party. That hurts. Amalei said, you say it from there. If I don't mean with Hachai, say it from here. If I veo Yisrael Kaola, sorry, Imo, Vikachis Rivka, Vahi Lol Isha, Vahi Vinachim Yisrael Kaimo, Yitzhak took her into the tent of Sarah's mother. He married Rivka. She became his wife. He loved her. And Yitzhak was consoled after his mother. Uksiba says right afterwards, Vayosef Avraham, Vahikachishosh Makatura. It says that Avram went and took a wife, and her name was Keturah. He saw his son get married. He himself wanted to feel that also. It was a painful experience. He wasn't having something, so he decided he's going to get married as well. Rashi says, "Vayosef Avram niskan of Yitzhak." He was jealous of Yitzhak. Amazing. Amar Rabbi Mari, Benaha Mil Sadamar Yinshi. What do we know? The thing that people say, "Chamer Lamari Tivusa Lishkye." Wine, the wine is the master's, but thank you goes to the bartender. To the Lashakya, the one who serves the wine. Rashi says, "A yayin shal melechu, v'ashot enosam achzikin tova l'sar mashkav l'melech." Even though the wine belongs to the king, who do people say thank you to? People say thank you to the guy who serves it. Amar lei d'chsev v'samachta es yadcha olav l'man yishmeun kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu to make Yoshua the leader, and he said, "You shall lay your hand upon him in order that the entire congregation of the b'nei Yisrael well, listen to him. Uksiv, and it says, "V'Yeshua benun mali ruach chachma, ki samach Moshe es yadav alav." And the Yeshua came filled with wisdom because Moshe put his hands on him. V'Yishmo yalav b'nei Yisrael, and b'nei Yisrael came and they started to follow him. Rashi says, "What does it say? Tal hachachma v'gedula b'Moshe." All the stuff was pinned on Moshe. Kilu who knows the Yeshua? If he's giving it, v'hi eno elam epi hakadosh baruch hu. All of it's coming from Hashem. But who you say thank you to? Well, you say thank you to the, you know, to not the right person there. Armalei Rav Ali Rabbi Bar Mari. Menah Milsa Damar Yinshi. How do we know this? What they say? Kalba Bekafne Glali Mivla. Dog in its hunger will swallow stones. Rashi says Al Avanim Lashon Glali's Avanim Lashon Mari, or Glalim Mamish Virishan Yasher De Glalim Mamish Orchehu. Yeah. So dechsev nefesh sevei tavas nefesh, the nefesh eva kol mar matak. The satiated soul will be disgusted by a honeycomb. Like if you're totally full, you don't even need it. But a starving, someone who's starving, nefesh eva kol mar, everything that is bitter ends up being sweet. So that's what it means when it says that a dog in its hunger will swallow stones. Really, tap anything. I'm the Rebbe, Bar Mari. Menaha Milsa Damar Yinshi. We know the thing. It says Metayel Va'azel Dikla Bisha Kabikina Dishrache. It's a, as Rashi says, Ilanos Betelim Ve'inos Ampri. You have these trees that don't bring fruit anymore. Kamo Gavra Dishracha Batel Klomer Derech Dekel Ra Ligado B'tzad Ilan Tzrak. It makes sense. You have a bad palm tree that's going to grow next to a fruit, something that doesn't bear any fruit. Be careful who you hang out with. End up with a bad thing. Amar lei davar zeh kasuv b'Torah. There's written in the pasuk, Shani b'Neviim u'Meshilas b'Ksuvim u'Tanan b'Masnisin v'Tanan b'Baraisa. It was this thing. It's something davar zeh kasuv b'Torah. Written in the Torah. It's repeated in the Neviim. It's the third time over in the writings, the prophet in the Ksuvim, and we also learned about the Mishnah and we taught in the Baraisa. Kasuv b'Torah zeh. Right. Be careful. You know, you have this bad palm tree that's next to these trees that don't bear fruit. Where do we find this? Because of the Torah, Dechsev Yilich Esav El Yishmal. Esav went to Yishmal. He married Machlas, the daughter of Yishmal, and he took her as a wife. So that is Esav, who's this bad palm tree, was hanging out with Yishmal, who was a tree that had no fruit anymore. Shana Medvim, we have Medvim, Dechsev Yislaktu Yiftach Anoshim Rekim Vayetsu Yimo. The Pasuk says that these people, there were empty types of people that hung out around Yiftach, and they went and they hung out with him. They went with him. Umishlosh b'ksuvim. We find it by ksuvim as well. As well. That the ksiv kol of lemino yishkon ubnei adam ladomelo. Every bird dwells with its kind, and a person with someone who is similar to him. Like the old saying goes, show me a person's friends, and I'll tell you who he is. Very careful we ain't got with this. Such an impact on us. Scary, scary concept. Tanav Masis, and we saw this in our Mishnah. Kol mechuber l'tami, tami. Anyone that's connected to someone who says tami, it itself is going to be tami. Rashi says b'masechas kelim. That's where it's found. Kol mechuber l'tara, tara. Anyone that's connected to tara is tara. If it's needed by b'risa, then to the b'risa. If it's omer, lo lechinam halach zarzir etzel ori. If it's not for nothing that the zarzir, it's a type of bird, hangs out by the ori, by the raven. El v'nei shumino. Because it's its type of species. It's all the same type of source over here. So people are going to hang out with bad, if you bad peeps, hang out with bad peeps. Careful hang out with. Amalei Rav LeRav Bar Mari. Minoha Milsa Damri Yenshi. What do we know that they say? Karis Chavra Falo Anach. If you called out to your friend and you want to tell him something he's doing wrong and he's not even, he doesn't even answer back to you, Ramei Guda Rabash Debe. Lift up a big wall and throw it on him. Isn't that nice? She says, you call this person lochicho to give him musar. V'lo'anach isn't listen. Kosel hipol alav klamar henicho v'yipol v'risho d'cheu b'yodayim. That means push him away with your own hands. Let him suffer his own behavior. You go, you try to help a person. He's not listening to you. So walk away. That's his own problem. Amalei ya'an ti'artich v'lo tahar t'mitu maseich lo titariod. Like the pasuk says in Yecheskel. Because they tried to clean you, but you wouldn't listen. You didn't want to be cleaned. You'll never be cleaned of your tumah, of the way that you're behaving. Next, I'm the Rabbi Bar Mari. We know I'm also the Rabbi Inchi. I don't even know that. Beirud the shasus minei lotish bekala. You know, don't throw a rock, don't throw a stone in the well that fed you. Right? It says don't throw dirt into a well that you drank from. Rashi says shasus minei kfar bitzami. You're thirsty. You don't throw something on a klomer davar nisachacha pamachas shulut v'zeu. You know, don't scorn that. You know, it helped you out, my friend, to make sure that you give it respect. Amalei dechsev lo sesayv adomiki achichu lo sev mitzri kigeri yisrael. That's so crazy. Don't have a problem with those of Edom. Don't hate them or be disgusted by them of Edom because he's your brother and also an Egyptian because you lived in his land. You know, little akar satov. They did something which is taka good for you. So you have to have a little akar satov for that which something they did was actually good. Next, Amalei Rava Liraba Bar Mari. Minoha Milsa Damar Yenshi. What do we know this idea that says, Ida Dalis Dura Dalina. If you lift the burden with me, I'm going to lift it also. Rashi says, Im Tidla V'tagbi Amaso Imi Dalina. Dura Masa. Mashal Hu She'ein Adam Rotsa Likanes. Bisakonas hezek mamon v'tachas old davar elim kin mishtativ chaverimo. That is, that a person is not going to go ahead and risk his money unless someone agrees to do it alongside with him. Amalei d'sif v'yomer le barak im telchi imi v'alachti v'im lo telchi imi v'lo elich. And this is what Barak says to his wife Devorah, it was Devorah Nevia. If you go with me, I'm going to go. But if you don't go with me, I'm not going. I'm willing to go out and risk this, but only if you come along with me. I'm only the Rabbi Amari. Menahem Milsa Damar Yenshi. What do I know for this? The following thing that a person goes in and says, Kad Havina Zutre Legavri. When Kad Havina Zutre Legavri, when we were young, we were like men. Rashi says, Kishayinu Ketanam, Ayinu Chashuvim Kegavri. You know, we're considered like Chashva people. Hashad, the Kashishna, the Dardagi. But now that we're old, we're considered like we're kids. Now that we're, it's amazing. Young people, the little people, oh, they're chashev, look, they're strong, they're mighty, let's use them. People get old, they look like babies. They really can't, what are we going to get out of them? So forget about it. Amalei says, me korek siv, Hashem holich lefneim yomam banur anu nachosam haderech valei lebam adei shalor yolem. In the beginning of the pasuk, it says, when the Bnei Yisrael, this is when the Bnei Yisrael were in the midbar. It says, Hashem went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them on the way, and by night, the pillar of fire to lead them. What does it say afterwards? It says, beep, turn the page. I'm going to send a malach before you to guard you on the way. When the Yidden were young, they were led by Hashem himself, but later, just a malach. Last but not least of these back and forth in this conversation, I'm really Rabbi Murray. Menahem Milsa Damarin. I don't know what it says. Baser Murray Nixay Sive Mishoch. If you follow after a man who is rich, he's going to take away, you're going to take chunks of fat for yourself. You're going to end up getting stuff here. You hang out with these rich people, it's gonna rub off on you. Amalei d'chsev v'gam lolot ha'olich as Avraham yitzon abakav ha'olim lodom with Avraham Avinu. He also had sheep and cattle and tents. Okay, my friends, we are gonna stop over here. Until next time, one wish all y'all a great day.